Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy New Year. Thank you for spending it with the Positive Truth. Tim.
Absolutely.
Are you going to drink this New Year?
No. That's a negative, sir. Negative, Ghost Rider. I've already decided. I actually decided this yesterday officially because we're going to our friend's house for this like small New Year's get together. Even though it's New Year's right now for you guys, yeah, I'm not doing it.
That's what's up, Tim. That's what's up. I'm working, so even if I did drink, I wouldn't have the option.
I wish that would stop some people at my job.
I can't even get into how funny that is.
Yeah, man, I got plenty of stories for people, man. Plenty. We'll save that for off the air. All right.
Positive Truth Uncut, coming soon. If you are new to the Positive Truth, we do uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today, we have 10 positive news stories. And Tim, do you want me to start? Do you want to start?
You probably should start. You got a couple more than I do.
Mine are really, really, really quick, though. Like, super positive. Like, police officer deaths in 2017. Basically the second lowest since in basically 50 years.
In the last 50 years?
Yeah. So, last year, 143 officers died in the line of duty, with 66 of them being killed. And that might sound like a lot, but second lowest ever.
That's definitely positive news.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
All right, I'll continue it with, since Christmas just passed, and you know what our favorite stories are here from the Positive Truth. Anything that has to do with Chance the Rapper, I'm like jumping up and down. And this past holidays, I believe he put together a holiday party with one of his nonprofit organizations. He did it at the Field Museum of Natural History in Chicago. And what he did was he said, you know, being that this is one of America's coldest winters, he thought it was important to take some time to appreciate and work with the homeless population in Chicago. So what he did was he sold tickets for $15 per guest, and they were all treated with food, live music, snacks, and families that were in need were also invited at no cost. All the kids were sent home with a backpack filled with toys, crayons, and other donated goodies. It was amazing. What was the nonprofit organization I did it with? Social Works, which is his nonprofit, one of his nonprofits, because he is Chance the Rapper, and we've done probably 20 stories about him just trying to change the world. And yeah, man, that's what I'm here to talk about. There's a video I'm going to post to the Facebook page if you guys want to check it out. It's on there. And yeah, man, that's what I got there.
So you're saying our man of the year, Chance the Rapper, is going for back-to-back?
He's going for back-to-back. We definitely know that. He's up in the running. We need to get a Positive Truth board for Positive Truth Man of the Year and Woman of the Year.
I like how you're being inclusive. I was including everybody, Tim.
Oh, my bad. Let's go Person of the Year.
Very good. Very good. I like how it literally is. It's January 1st when this is going to come out, and he already is like, okay, let me just get a head start on everybody.
True story.
He's like the Jordan of our positive truth, positive news stories right now.
Yeah, man, this positive movement is like, he's leading the way for sure.
Well, Michael Jordan got a lot of credit, but you know who didn't get a lot of credit? His teammates. So I'm going to shout out a 93-year-old woman who's doing a lot of positive things for the Humane Society. She basically makes, like, she sews for animals, but mostly cats. She knits them and sews them blankets. and it donates them to shelters. She's 93 and she's been doing it for 20 years. So shout out to her.
Man, 73 to 93, been making blankets for cats. That's awesome, man.
Her name is Emma. Last name is E-N-G. I'm not even going to try to ruin that one.
2018 and we're still butchering names. We apologize.
So yeah, shout out to her.
For sure, for sure. Well, man, my next story comes from a single mom. She was really overwhelmed this past Christmas. She basically was like, you know what? It's just me and my daughter. We're going to be alone this year. I'm going to try to do my best for my daughter to make her happy, you know? And she was walking down the street with her daughter, and she heard somebody say, I hate this time of the year. It just reminds me how lonely I am. And she said it really bothered her because that's how she felt. You know, being with her daughter, she doesn't have any family support or anything right now. So she stayed up all night, and she was like, man, I don't know why this is bothering me so much. So what she decided to do, man, which is amazing to me. She decided, you know what, I'm going to get on social media, and I want to put together a dinner. And she mentioned the idea on Facebook. It started getting shared around. This guy that has a restaurant was like, hey, I'll cook for this. You guys can have the party here, and I'll cook in it. I'll cook for you guys. Another singer also saw the post and was like, hey, I'll sing for you guys. And some other people were like, hey, I'll perform there. So what ended up happening was 60 people that were alone for Christmas got together at this restaurant and had a Christmas party, all because Taylor Barnes, who's 22 years old, that lives in Scotland, decided to organize a Christmas dinner.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man, it's wild. It's so dope. Whenever you can get a community to come together and make those people that feel alone feel like they're a family, you're winning right there. That's how you build a community.
Ding, 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 Tim. I have nothing to add. That sounds awesome.
Legit. What else you got for us?
I have two that I'm just going to do in quick succession.
Cool.
So, contrary to popular belief, we're living in the most peaceful time in our species' existence.
Yeah, yeah.
And crime in New York City has plunged to its lowest levels, not seen since the 1950s. So that's cool. They also have their New York jail population drop below 9,000 for the first time since 1982.
I wonder if it has anything to do with, like, not arresting people for carrying marijuana on them anymore.
Or the fact that, you know, you can't really have a gun in New York.
First of the year. Man. Well, I got another one from British Columbia in Victoria. The government, instead of making you pay for your parking fines, what they decided to do was ask you to pay it forward. So this is actually posted to Reddit.
And hold up, it was really?
Yeah, man. It was actually posted to Reddit. And what happened is that whenever you get a ticket, they'll post like this courtesy parking ticket. And on the ticket, it basically says, we noticed that you weren't unable to make it back to your vehicle on time before your parking meter ran out. Rather than pay a parking ticket, we invite you to pay it forward and donate to a food bank or local charity of your choice.
Where is this at?
In Victoria, British Columbia.
This is definitely not Oklahoma.
Speak the truth.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure. I wish Oklahoma would catch on to that, but we both know that's not going to happen.
I can't believe a government isn't, you know, ticketing citizens to make more money. I'm just saying. That's impressive. Like, I'm impressed.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, since you're going off coast, I'm going to go the opposite direction. In southwestern Japan, they have this hotel that's going to close for 10 straight days in January. It's going to cost them 200 million yen, which is the equivalent of about almost $2 million US money. I didn't convert it for anything else. So
that's legit, though.
The idea is to give its employees time off in the belief that the unusual measure will help secure quality human resources and help just build a base. But think about how much money you're making, that in 10 days you lose almost $2 million.
Man.
That's probably why you can afford, though, for them to have 10 days off.
Agreed.
Have you ever worked at a hotel, Tim?
No, sir. I know you have, though, right?
Yeah, I worked at the Skirvin downtown Oklahoma City. I'm just going to shout it out. It is not haunted.
I was about to say, isn't it haunted? Like, no. I just saw this dude on Facebook talking about he, like, got harassed by a ghost in there.
I worked there for 3 years. The only thing I got harassed by were customers and employees.
Okay, JP, you got it like that. All right.
There's nothing about that place that's haunted. But anyway, good on this Japanese hotel.
For sure, man. Well, I got one more story, JP. It's about a 35-year-old mother. She has three children. She's from Colorado, and she was diagnosed with this genetic disease that was destroying her liver. She actually was told she didn't have that much long to make it. So desperate to find a match, her name is Melinda Ray. She posted on Facebook and basically let everybody know what was going on and that she would need a donor. So of course it gets shared around, and it got shared around to a friend of Melinda's whose husband, her friend told her husband, and her husband, without hesitating, whose name is Jeff Bramstead, a 47-year-old former Navy SEAL from San Diego, said, "I'll do it." And long story short, they went to the doctor, found out he was a match. The surgery was a success, and to this day, Bramstead, Jeff, who believes he has a sister in her now, he feels like, you know, we share the same DNA. She gets to go off and help her or raise her kids, be the mom that she wants to be, and she gets to add years to her life. I'm glad I was able to help. It was so dope that this past Christmas, her kids sent Jeff's kids Christmas cards, and one of them was so awesome. I actually teared up when I read it for a second because I was reading them all, and one of them says, "Your dad is my hero." And I just thought that was the most amazing thing in the world, considering that I'm about to be a dad in a few months, well, 6 months or so. And I'm just like, man, if somebody ever wrote my kid that, I'm crying, hands down. But yeah, shout out to Jeff, man. I thought that was amazing to donate his kidney to liver to somebody that he doesn't even know, and to save her life on top of that.
I didn't even know you could donate your liver.
Yeah, man, if it's a match, for sure.
You can live without your own liver?
Well, I think it was like half of his liver was gone.
Oh. Okay, fair
enough.
Yeah,
man, it sucks. You definitely have to, like, live with limitations for the rest of your life on both ends, him and her now, because they only have half of a liver. But they'll be able to live regardless.
What was his name again?
Jeff Bramstead.
Nice, Tim, nice.
Bramstead? Yeah, not so nice.
Well, yeah, shout out to him. He really is a hero.
For sure.
My last positive news story isn't really a positive news story. It's basically Tim's favorite kind of story. It's a dog story.
Yay! I mean, cool.
It's basically a video of a dog. It's a lab. He gets a Christmas present. He's like 13 years old. And whenever he opens up the Christmas present, it's a Labrador puppy.
Oh, I saw this video!
Well, there we go, Tim.
Oh, my bad. Keep it going. Oh. I mean,
you were way more excited than I were, since you could talk about it.
My bad, man. I saw this video. I actually showed Ed, and I was like, yo, we got to do this for Captain in a couple years. So basically, this dog comes out, and it's like smelling the box, because you know how dogs and their noses are. So he's smelling the box, and all of a sudden, like, you know, they open up the box. This is puppy, and he was like, you know, tail wagging like crazy, just wanting to play with this puppy the whole entire time. I thought it was like the sweetest thing in the world. Oh, that did make me happy hearing that, JP. Nice little reminder there.
I am doing the Michael Jordan fist pump right now.
Yeah. Well, we're out of stories, aren't we, JP?
We are out of stories.
I do have a positive quote.
Let's hear it, Tim.
It's by Melody Beattie, and this is what she said. "The new year stands before us like a chapter in a book, waiting to be written. We can help write that story by setting goals."
Appropriate, Tim. Appropriate. I like it.
New year, new me, JP.
Well, until Wednesday, we hope everyone has a happy new year. We're out.
Stay positive.